the Bob and Bob Show.
It's Name Yourself Day, and we've come up with some beauties.
Oh, man, some good stuff. Mike suggests Mikey McBoatface for himself. I like that a lot. Tracy with the classic callback. You know I'd have to go with Fisticus Clamhammer. Christine says, well, I'm single. When guys approach me and ask for my name, I usually say Anastasia Beaverhausen or Vanilla Honeybush. And just wait to see what they say. Their reaction is the best.
Tune into the Bob and Bob Show.
It is going to be a nice afternoon when we tee it up at Black Mountain with the friends from Big White.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. What do you think, Bobby? First nine of the year, maybe take 15, 16 golf balls?
Oh, I thought you were talking about beer.
Well, that too.
Tune into the Bob and Bob Show.
There's a new study that's concluded that attending concerts on a regular basis is good for your well-being and could extend your life by up to 9 additional years.
Mike says, if you play drums like Bob J, are you immortal? I said, not if you treat your liver the way that I've treated mine.
Tune into the Bob and Bob Show.
Got a bizarre news story for you, Bob. This is an example of some fine reporting as well. A deputy reported encountering a woman later identified as Joanne Linda Eden. She's 63, okay? For apparently, she was standing by a light pole facing Federal Highway with both breasts exposed, the report says. Now, here's where it goes. The suspect was rubbing her breasts in a circular motion while sticking her tongue out, the report states. And my favorite part of this is the clutch reporting, Bob. It's unclear whether the circular motion was clockwise or counterclockwise.
Tune into the Bob and Bob Show. Weekday mornings on Power 104, Kelowna's best rock.